Around 250,000 people use Market Street every day. And in every way, they take the bus, ride BART, walk to work, shop, even live here.
In 2016, the entire road between Octavia and the Embarcadero will be torn up and repaved. And it's not just a standard construction project. It's a chance to reshape and reimagine San Francisco's main drag. Here's City Transportation Director Ed Reskin.
If we're going to go through the expense and disruption to repair the surface and infrastructure of Market Street, let's not just put it back the way it was. Let's really fix it.
The Better Market Street project will cost around $250 million, but it's not yet clear what the money will buy. On the table is everything from a total ban on private cars to dedicated bike lanes, from fewer muni stops to sidewalk cafes and parklets. Project managers say they want Market Street to be a place to stop and spend time.
The Department of Public Works is in charge of the project, and they're working with government agencies and advocacy groups to draw up plans that address everyone's concerns. They're also holding a series of public meetings. The most recent one was standing room only.
My main concern about Market Street right now is it seems to be dangerous for pretty much everybody, and there do seem to be a lot of friction points on them. And I think we could redesign that to reduce the friction points and make it a lot safer for all the users.
But I do like the idea of more of a walking city. My ideas are probably too extreme. I was just wondering, maybe we could just get rid of all the transit on F on Market, just make one, but then all your transit points where everybody would change, probably that would be too busy. So you're right, once you make one change here, it's going to affect another area.
I think promoting public transportation and bicycle infrastructure along with pedestrian infrastructure on Market Street is really great and kind of brings San Francisco back to what it can be and what it should be, which is promoting alternative modes and thinking outside of the box.
The only thing we have on Market Street is we have the Ferry Building at the end and then we have Twin Peaks at the other end, but nothing to sort of punctuate certain special places along Market Street to make you really feel like this is a grand street.
You just heard from Ann Lyons, Raul Faust Cardona, Melissa Gordon, and Robin Levitt.
KALW's transportation reporter Julie Kane headed out to Market Street to ask some of the people behind these ideas about their vision for the area.
At the corner of 3rd and Market, where I'm standing right now, map-wielding tourists are shivering in shorts and tank tops. A man is sitting on the sidewalk with his dog. The sign in his lap says, "Anything helps." Throngs of office workers walk right by him. Their eyes are fixed intently on the screens of their smartphones. Bikes squeeze in between buses on the curb, dodging taxis and delivery trucks.
It's pretty busy in a section, as you can see. And it's busy, I think, all the time from about 7 o'clock in the morning to almost 10 o'clock at night.
That's Mohamed Nuru. He's the director of public works in San Francisco. Next to him is Chris Upbrook. She manages the Better Market Street project.
I think Market Street is the city's main street, in a sense. I think it always has been, actually. I think its identity as our parade ground and our real civic space is still here. I think it where it falls short a bit is in the day-to-day use.
Nuru and Upbrook spend their days watching the street like this. They're overseeing Market's redevelopment, and they're trying to pin down what is and isn't working here. Traffic is a big issue. Right now, private cars, taxis, delivery trucks, paratransit, and bikes all share the road with streetcars and buses.
It's hectic at best, and scary and intimidating at worst.
Leah Shaham is the executive director of the San Francisco Bicycle Coalition. Her office is at 5th and Market. She says another thing on people's minds is how to make Market safer and more inviting for bicyclists. Bike riding is on the rise, and Market is the most used bike corridor in the city.
I talk to a lot of people who are confident riders. They're people who bike elsewhere in the city, you know, adults who really are comfortable bicycling. But they say, wow, I don't want to bike on Market Street because I'm really scared about it.
Right now, most of the bike lanes on Market are a painted line on a narrow piece of pavement shared with buses and trucks and cars. Only about 6 blocks of the street have a physically separated bike lane.
And what we hear from people is, wow, for those 6 blocks, I feel calm, I feel safe, I feel comfortable, this works.
Shaham wants that kind of comfort to extend along the entire length of Market Street. But the road isn't just for wheels.
I mean, ultimately, everyone is a pedestrian.
Elizabeth Stamp is the executive director for Walk San Francisco. Her office is a block from Shaham's at 6th and Market.
The place where the most pedestrians have been hit by cars in the whole city. And you can see it's a long crossing for folks with wheelchairs and canes, of whom there are many right here. It's, you don't really get enough time.
Stamp says that expanding the sidewalks at corners like this would help shorten the time it takes for pedestrians to get across the street and slow down the cars fighting to get through the intersections.
And it'll help everyone to see each other better.
Making it safer to cross the street or ride a bike might seem obvious, but there's always a trade-off. Solving one problem creates another problem somewhere else or just pushes it a block farther down the road.
Market Street is a special street in San Francisco. It's the spine of the city, and it's a gathering spot, and it's also a little bit magnetic, both in the sense that it attracts people, but some parts of it still repel people.
Stamp says the corner where she works is a good example of Market's confused identity.
It's about a block away from the mall, but it could be a world away.
She compares the blocks along Market to islands in a stream. In this case, one island is the upscale shopping and tourist district around Powell Street. The next is lined with abandoned storefronts. Many people are homeless and living on the street, or they live in tiny rooms in nearby SRO hotels. Here's City Transportation Director Ed Riskin, who works at Market and Van Ness.
For a lot of people, this is their living room, and it should continue to serve that function. And if you or I had that space, you would also might want to spend more time outside than inside.
The city estimates that about 6,000 people are without shelter on a given night in San Francisco, many on Market Street.
There may be some undesirable activity, some criminal activity, unsafe situations that the city wants to address regardless of what happens design-wise on a Market Street, but I don't think we want to lose the character of Market Street or push anyone off of it. We want to make it a nice place for more people to be in.
During the day, the street has different feelings. Some new businesses have moved in, joining art spaces like the luggage store. But compared to the bustle just a block away, the street here feels empty. At Market and Van Ness, traffic hits the city from both major bridges. It's a gateway to San Francisco. But instead of a grand monument marking the spot, there's a car wash and a donut shop.
It's not just infrastructure, it's not just design, it's economic development, it's economic vitality. So I think there's more to it than just how we lay out the streets and how we paint the lines.
That economic vitality is an important ingredient in a complex process. Money for repaving the street is in place, but coming up with the $250 million this project is expected to cost still has to be worked out. Back at 3rd and Market, Mohammed Nuru says some of that money could come from businesses that stand to benefit from the street's upgrade.
We're bringing the right type of partners, bringing the Twitters in, bringing the new businesses in, the small scale, bringing some of the restaurants in. All that adds to the vitality of a street, and they contribute and they partner with us. And so together we'll figure out what the bill will look like.
Ultimately, though, the project isn't just about the street's physical condition. It's about its character. And that's a big part of what city officials are considering as they reimagine Market. What does the street mean, and what should it be?
I think what this process has done is has woken everybody up and says, wow, if I had an idea, this is the time to get it in because it could happen.
Another public meeting is planned for the fall. Get there early. It's likely to be standing room only. For Cross Currents, I'm Julie Kane.